Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? That's how you win. And if you feel so, Mom's Day, Mother's Day, Mother, depending on where you come from, Mother's Day, it's right around the corner, so let's not get stupid. Right? Make sure that you get the right things. You know, MyPillow.com. I know some of you already have the pillows and this and that and the other thing. But, hey, you know, Mike's got all kinds of other stuff there, too, right? Bathrobes, pillowcase covers, sheet covers, mattress cover. I mean, there's a lot there. Honestly, there's a lot there that you can, you know, shop for to make honey very happy. And when I say honey, you know what I mean. Your mom is your honey. I don't care if it's your mom, or the mother of your children. There's always something nice you give. And matter of fact, I'll give you one extra one. Not that I'm trying to get you to buy more, because that's not the case. If you truly love your wife, get her mom something for Mother's Day. Because without your wife's mother, she wouldn't be here and you wouldn't be enjoying your wife today. Okay? So let's not get stupid. Let's make sure we do the right thing. In all seriousness, and just head over to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30% to 70% off. And there is no reason why you shouldn't. Here you are supporting somebody. You may not like some of the things that he said and done, but he's keeping people working in this country. Yeah, I've been through this with you guys before, right? He's got people working in this country. There's no reason why you shouldn't support that. I don't know why you wouldn't. All right? That simple. 855. Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. Seriously. All right. The Democrats are losing it big. It's up. I mean, they're taking a lot of losses, and we're not hearing about those. Right? All you're hearing about is the perceived wins they have against Trump, and you're getting all wigged out about it. You need to stop getting wigged out. You need to start focusing on the things that you can get involved with, engaged with, and things you can actually make a change, a real change about. So anyway, Democrats, they've lost big again. Last month, the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the mail-in ballots would... No dates can't be counted by the Pennsylvania election officials. Now, Democrats use this act a lot to add more ballots to their candidates' totals following Election Day. Now, they seem to fall out of the sky from nowhere, right? Mailed ballots that arrive on time, but in envelopes without dates, handwritten by the Pennsylvania voters or with incorrect dates, should not be counted. That's a 3-judge panel of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, they reiterated their findings It was a 2-1 decision. It struck down a lower court's ruling that said that they could count them. Now, the main legal issue surrounding what are called undated ballots is whether or not tallying them violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which says a person's rights to vote cannot be denied for an error or an omission. Right? That's not material in determining voting eligibility. Well, getting it in on time, dating it, you don't think that that's, like, really important? Now, the Democrat lawyers requested an en banc review, a decision from the court's entire slate of judges, and the appeals court ruled against them. In a 9-4 vote, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday denied a request for an en banc review to reconsider whether the date requirement for mail-in ballots is enforceable. Now, today's decision out of the court is likely to send fights all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. They're going to have to decide, which was never meant to be this, but whatever, it's there. Right? And they're going to want this done and done quickly. Now, some of us feel like the Democrats used the mail-in ballots to steal Pennsylvania for Joe Biden in 2020. We say that because of the number of ballots that showed up after the fact, when you saw that Joe was losing. Quite interesting. Didn't follow any of the lines, didn't follow any of the percentages, none at all. And in most cases, those ballots that showed up after the fact only had presidential votes on them. Right? And the ballots had no dates or no handwritten names. There was no addresses on the outside envelope. They can't be counted. Right? The law was specific, and somehow it got ignored. A voter's required, according to the law, the voter's required to fill out the date and sign it, the declaration on the outside of the envelope. The Trump campaign argued that the Pennsylvania Supreme Court had repeatedly ruled that the requirements of the sections of the election code imposed mandatory obligations that the ballots get. Look at, if voting is so sacred, that's all I hear from the Democrats, how sacred voting is. If it's so sacred, so important to you, then why in God's creation are you not reading all the instructions? Why aren't you looking over that ballot two or three times before you stick it in the mailbox to make sure it's got everything it needs to pass muster? Is that asking for too much? Well, apparently it is. All right. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. When you become part of the solution, right, it's because you have information you need to make a difference. And that's all we want. I want you to make a difference. Again, as I said, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Do something. Do something more than nothing. Anyway. Always appreciate your time with me, as you know. Don't have to repeat myself on that one. And I know you guys know that there's a lot happening out there. A lot, truly a lot for you to be involved with, frankly. And I've asked you a million times, and I'm not going to get on your case about anything, but I've asked you a million times, you know, check out what it is that, that you're hot on. Check out what it is that you can get behind, that you're willing to expend energy on, if you would. And then once you do that, really just take it to the wall. Truly make sure that you really know what you're doing and you got the information you need and you can help make that thing successful, whatever that thing is, or help tear it down. One of the two. In all sincerity. Okay? Again, as I said, it isn't that hard to do. It's not that hard. You can go ahead, you get your information, and you just start pushing back. Don't let people... I had it happen to me this weekend. I was just telling somebody about that. The bottom line with it is that when they approach, usually it's almost an attack mode when they come at you. You know, but you're okay with this and you're okay with that. You know the kids are this, you know that. Don't let them do that to you. I'll give you a little insight here, okay? That's how you lose every time. You let them drag you around all around the place and you can't even talk about what you talked about or remember what you talked about with them. Don't do that. When they start going everywhere, you just say, oh, no, let's come back to that first thing. Let's come back to the thing you said about the transgender kids. No, I want to talk about that. And they start going, oh, no, I'm only going to answer your questions when it comes to this. Don't let them drag you everywhere. You make your point, you give them the fact, they're going to blow it off, and then they can move on. Once you've stated your case, then they can move on. But don't let them try to get you to answer, you know, five questions about six different issues. Don't let them do it. Because I don't care how good you think you are, you will lose. You know, we all think we're geniuses on this one. Anyhow, 855-ROGUE-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me. All right, let's see. What do we got here? I had a bunch of stories pulled out. I knew this was going to happen to me, that I was either going to forget to pull them back up, or forget where I put them. I got to put them somewhere until I get ready. Oh, you know what? This was an interesting story. I meant to do it for you guys last week, but it was quite interesting from a standpoint of we're constantly hearing how homicides are falling in the U.S. You know, the shift could impact the role of crime. And you know, you got people talking about, you know, shutting down jails. We don't need them. They're talking about that in L.A. In California. We don't need them because of all of this. And some say that, you know, I mean, in the business, they said the homicide peaks will come and go. They come and go in cycles. They have done that for years. Right? Some attributed to the drop into COVID-19 or evolving natural conversation about how to handle crime. You know, the other thing about it is all these people said that how crazy it was going to get because people had more guns and gun permits were being issued. Well, let me tell you what. The 30 states now that allow you what they call constitution carry. You don't need a permit to carry it. And the funny thing about that, or the easiest thing to discuss about that, is crime has not risen in those states. As a matter of fact, it's gone down. Seriously. You do your own homework. I mean, it's gone down. So a data analysis released last week shows that the number of homicides in cities like Boston, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and Chicago are dropping, while many major cities, especially those run by Democrats, with left-leaning policies and populations, have received backlash from the Republicans for being inundated with violent crimes. Now, the data you see, or the new data, paints a picture of an improving situation. And people are going, wait a minute. Experts don't agree on exactly why the number of homicides took a nosedive. The Boston saw the sharpest decline from 23 to 24, with homicides dropping by 82%. Philadelphia was 37. Think about this. Think about what you've been hearing about on the news on a regular basis, right? And then the one that really all of a sudden starts to set off all kinds of bells and whistles, homicides dropped by 27% in Chicago. Hello? Really? You want us to leave that? So there's something wrong in the numbers, how they're getting the numbers, what they're thinking, right? And one of the distinguishing features of what happened in the most recent period was it had to do with murder more than with other crimes, other violent crimes. Now, violent crimes rose, but not to nearly the same extent as murder, he said. It's likely to happen again. We're going to have these cycles move through. But here's the other side of the problem here. The common denominator that a lot of these people aren't even charged. And when they're called, when the crime is being called in, or when they go out to the site, there's no charges. There's no report filed in the way you think. So it's just amazing to me. And they're saying that some of the reasons why we saw a spike early on was because these community prevention programs had to be put on hold because of COVID-19. I think they're wrong. When you look at the amount of police that were in the streets, when you look at how we allowed law enforcement to do their job, how they would proactively clean up neighborhoods and other areas, that's what made the difference. Right? Nobody wants to take any of the other ancillary stuff around it that people are doing or did do even before to make a difference, to keep crime down, to make New York streets walkable. But if you talk about that, then you have to talk about the failed policies of the Democrat Party. And nobody wants you to do that. Nobody will allow you to do that. It's ridiculous. Either we want to keep people safe or we don't. It's really that simple. Not that hard. Right? 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. Finland has a unique thing going on right now. And some of you go, my, you're talking about Finland. What's wrong with you? Well, actually, there's nothing wrong with me. But Finland has a new firearm policy. And it's making, well, I guess it's innovative. Moving towards national defense. How you defend yourself when the police can't. Amazing. We'll talk about that more when we come back.
A non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA.
USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the anti-Israel protests at Columbia University have spiraled out of control, saying the demonstrations have surpassed protected free speech.
We desperately need, the country needs, clear moral authority. We need the President of the United States to speak to the issue and say this is wrong.
He and other top Republicans have demanded the university's president resign over the escalating situation. House Democrats have announced their opposition to any attempt to remove Speaker Mike Johnson. Democratic leadership said their conference will move to table a motion by Georgia Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene to vacate Johnson's position if it is brought up for a vote. Walmart is closing all 51 of its health care centers and discontinuing virtual health care services. The strategic shift by the largest U.S. retailer could create a gap in health care access, especially for lower-income patients without insurance. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
I can't do it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution. You really do, because, you know, again, I say it all the time, and I know some of you get irritated with me, but if you're not part of the solution, you're what? Come on, let me hear. You're what? Part of the problem. That's right. And you don't want to be part of the problem, because that ain't right either. All right. I am Joe Messina, your host. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. A lot more I want to get through tonight and make sure you get to hear at least parts of these stories. Right? And again, there's a lot going on. A lot we could talk about. A lot happening out there. Let's see. I know, I was doing another story, but I got bored with that. Walmart. They're done. They're done. They're done. No more self-checkout. Now, some of you are like, well, thank God, because I don't want to work for them anyhow. If I want the job with them, I would have got one. Okay, I get it. That's funny. Ha ha. But that's not why they're doing it. Right? Walmart has seen a massive, substantial increase in theft in recent years, and most of them at those self-checkouts, right? I mean, Walmart seen more and more and more, and I think it was in 2023. Yeah, in 2023, Walmart reported about $3 billion loss because we're a bunch of thieves. The collective we, mind you. Right? And some people, you know, how do you steal from a Walmart checkout? It's simple. You look at like you're scanning stuff and you're putting it in a bag, and who's going to stop you at Walmart? Who's going to run with an 80-year-old guy at the front door Is he going to run after you? Walmart cracked down on theft. They armed employees at many locations, right? And these items, these scanners that they had, really kind of weird. They could calculate the shopper's itemized total from their cart in a matter of seconds. In other locations, they had people sitting there watching the cameras. Right? Walmart, their attitude is they always call the police when they catch a shoplifter, and they press charges. The problem in L.A., good luck to them. And Walmart's not the only company dealing with this. They've got a lot of big companies dealing with theft, well, they like to call it shrinkage. Dollar General is spending $150 million to remove the self-checkouts. This is a dollar store, people. I mean, seriously. You got to steal from them? Target has announced it's going to use TrueScan to catch people. I mean, technology has come a long way. When you're walking out, it's going to be really hard for you to do. And, you know, so you got Walmart and Target, a few others are going to yank these machines out. Gee, I wonder why. Anyway. And here's the sad part about it. In removing those, you would think they're going to remove them for all stores because, hey, you don't want to have trouble everywhere. But, you know, they're not. The stores they're having trouble with are in select areas. I'll let you think about it. Because I don't want to say it because, you know, getting all, you're only picking on one side. No, I'm not. I mean, facts is facts. Right? One of the giant corporations like Walmart has to think about how much a charge like removing tens of thousands of self-checkout machines would cost as opposed to the loss. So let me see. I either want to spend more money to make the store safer and better, right? Or I want to spend all this money to protect us from having stuff stolen. They shouldn't have to. Right? I mean, in all seriousness, they shouldn't have to do that. All right, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Workers, as of late, as you saw happen at Google, they all got fired. Thank God. They're starting to feel like they have power at the company, like they own the company, they can tell the company what to do. Macy workers have decided, hey, we're going to ignore the company, and we're not coming back to the office. We'll work from home. We're fine. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. Macy's turned around and said, yeah, we're not fine. We're not going to have a nice day, and you're going to come back, or you're not going to have a nice day, because you'll be fired on that day. Anyway, the mall-based retailer informed hybrid employees via email that the new policy will go into effect May 13th. You'll save disciplinary actions unless you're at the office. Now, this is tough. They're going to start off with 2 days a week. We want to ease you back into working, you know, to get that paycheck that you get every week. We'll work you, we'll kind of massage you into it. What do you think? Unreal. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Come on, it makes you laugh, right? It has to make you laugh. Anything else is going to make you cry. It's just simple. It'll make you cry. It won't make you happy. All right, what do we got on this one? Oh, yeah. Sarah Kessler. There's an uproar at her school over what she's trying to do. She's canceling final exams to tell students to join anti-Israel protests. They have a teacher at USC in California telling her students that this isn't good. You need to, we're not going to do final exams. You guys go ahead and join the anti-Israel protests. I want you to get involved in the community. She's an assistant professor at USC's English department. She actually scrapped. She's not pushing off. She scrapped the final exams for students. She advised them to join that anti-Israel Gaza protest on campus. Now, it's a controversial decision. I hope you agree with that. It came to light through an email publicly posted by the Post Millennial. right? It was sent to her students where she criticized university handling the protests and voiced her solidarity with the demonstrators. Ooh, not good. In her mail, Kessler expressed her disappointment in the university administration's decision to mobilize the LAPD. Oh, God, we should do that. To shut down the protests. They arrested almost 100 people. How are we supposed to engage in normal finals week behavior while a university administrator is criminalizing his students? I got a question for you. How are you supposed to engage in normal finals week when they're making noise, they're blocking entrances, entryways? What about the kids who feel triggered or they don't feel safe at their school? And he thought that they don't care about that. They want to use those poor kids, those triggered kids, or they perceive to be triggered, right, as shields from their own craziness. Seriously. So a teacher like this who's pushing her kids not to take the test, not to study for the test, to get out there, protest the test, get arrested if need be. Right? Yeah, not good. So we're calling for this left wing nut job to be fired and prosecuted. It'd also be good to ban her from teaching altogether. Well, I agree that I don't want teaching my kids. I agree I don't think she should be a teacher. But I'm going to stick with what we believe in, which is people have a freedom to hire her, fire her. She needs to be out, right out there in the open, so people know who she is and what she's doing and why. Otherwise, it's pretty useless, right? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5568. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? Seriously. And just be part of the solution. All right, here's another crazy. Come on, it's crazy story hour. More than 200 Democrats join Republicans. Whoa, that's interesting. Must be for money, right? No, not really. Well, the Biden administration sought to block government funding for school shooting courses, such as hunting and. Yeah, that's the funny thing about it, right? Your kids may come across a gun, bow and arrow, fishing hook, whatever. But I have them familiar with weapons as a whole. I think they should have knife classes, too. The knives are so different these days. They could accidentally open it, drop it, cut themselves with it. Without knowledge was power. Show me to your house. Be back in a few minutes. I'll go far.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
Okay.
All right,
fellas. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You want to be part of the solution, but you want to be informed.
Make sure you have the information, and please don't be all over the place. Pick an issue, whether it's the school board, the water board, city council, whatever it is. Go there, learn about what they do, learn how they deal with things and how they can make things happen. If it's education, I'd even say there, hone it down. Either you're there to protect parental rights, you're there because you want to help support and bring the CTE or the old-fashioned shop classes back. You don't like what's in the biology books. You don't like what's in. Pick something, learn as much as you can about it. So when you're speaking to the board, not only are you asking them to remove something or update something, but give them options. And the other thing I'd say to you is, when you come up and start yelling at us and you're calling us, you know, POSs and Marxists and all this other kind of stuff, it doesn't help your cause. We actually start to shut down. We know you're mad. We know you're upset. But give us a solution. Help us with the solution because we don't always have it. Anyway, I'm honored to have with me Sonia Shaw. She's with the Chino Valley Unified School District, a trustee on the district. She was voted in November of 2022, and I got to tell you, she's doing a fantastic job there. I see what she does. I follow her on social media, or online actually as a whole, and we need more fighters like her. We need more parents that are willing to step into these positions or support people that are in these positions and help them make a difference. Sonia, thanks so much for being with me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. So, even here in California, with all the odds against us, because we know, you know, I call them the political cartel in Sacramento,
yeah.
Newsom, Bonta, and Tony Thurman, even with that said, we still won. We did not lose. We're not losing. That's what's driving them crazy. And that's what I keep wanting to tell parents. The more we push, the more they are exposing themselves, the more we have an opportunity. And shame on us if we continue to allow these people in the office, first of all. And second of all, we're winning. That's why they're trying to shut us down, because us as a whole are winning, right? When you have people from all over the nations reaching out to California school board members and saying, please don't give up the good fight. We all know whatever happens in California is coming over our way. And they're telling us to be bold and stand in the truth. That means that there is a bigger agenda, right? And a picture. But
oh, yeah.
Look, we have the support. People are realizing this is bad. This is not okay. And I think that is the greatest gift right now, because you have been in this. You've been dedicated. You've been a servant. You've been amazing. But us other parents, I was a volunteer in the classroom. I didn't even know what a school board was. I trusted the system, you know, that took care of me when I was younger. But then when, you know, the school shut down, so many things were exposed and it brought so much light. And I think that is another gift, because they had an agenda. I'll say it over and over. Our kids were on a freight train going on an unsafe speed. And then, bam, the wrench was put in the wheel. And it was like, nope, this is what's happening to the children. Wake up, guys. I mean, I'm a believer, so I really feel God used that to expose the dangers that our kids were headed in. Every time they do something and people are like, can you believe this? And they're all devastated. And I'm like, thank you, God, for allowing this to be revealed, right? Because the more of us that pay attention, the more of us that get involved, they will not win. They're not going to win.
No.
We just have to get involved. We just have to do whatever we can with what we can and make sure we push back on this. Otherwise, our kids will not have a future. So everything we work hard for, it'll be gone.
When I first got on the board, one of the comments I frequently heard was, it's for the kids, it's for the kids, it's for the kids. And after I was on the board a few years ago, wait a minute, it's not for the kids. This doesn't benefit the children. This doesn't. And I went down the list and I was thinking, okay, how do I reapproach this? How do I put things on the table so, you know, if we're doing what's right for the kids, then we're going to do what's right for the teachers. Doing something right for the teachers doesn't necessarily mean it's going to trickle down to the kids. And I get district after district where the teachers got raises or they got less kids in the class or whatever the situation was, and nothing changed. Test scores didn't change. I don't know. Is your district K through 12?
Yes, we are.
All right,
we're a unified school district.
Yeah. We're just junior high and high school. So for us, you know, we're dealing a little differently. One of the things I started to notice, I used to say, wait a minute, it's ridiculous to give an exit exam in the 10th grade. They got 2 years to go.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know where they're at or what they're doing. And I've noticed in education, we just keep dumbing things down. We don't, we don't force the teachers to pull the kids up and work harder at certain things. We lessen these things so that the kids will lessen the threshold so the kids don't have to work as hard at it. And I think that's part of what's causing us a problem. That's why you have young kids out there that think that, you know, Palestine was its own country and Israel doesn't deserve to exist.
And chanting things that they don't even know what it means.
No.
They're chanting stuff that calls death to people, and you're like over here like, dear Lord Jesus, what is happening? But this is the plan, right?
Yeah.
And I always say, if they have control of the children, they have control of the future, and that's why they want to control the children.
Yeah, you must listen to my show, because I always say Mussolini, Hitler, all these guys knew if they had control of the children, they had the country. It was that simple.
Yep.
And when you see what's going down on here,
common sense, Joe.
Thank you. It is truly common sense. And if the most trusted person, years ago, I think it was Rasmussen did a poll, the most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. Think about that. Yeah. Your child's in front of that high school teacher or in school or making friends at school. Their whole community is at school and those teachers, and those are the ones they trust. And over the last, I know you've seen it, I tell people all the time, this is why I got to pay attention. Over the last 3 or 4 years, it may be longer, the parents have been made to be the demons. And the teachers have been made to be the only ones you can trust, the only ones you should listen to, the only ones that you should do as they say. Not your parents, because they don't know what's best for you. That's chilling, isn't it?
It's absolutely chilling. I do think we need to remember, though, we have some amazing teachers that are getting burnt out from this. And if we want to keep our amazing teachers and get more teachers to come to the profession of teaching our kids, it needs to change, plain and simple. Or we're just going to get activists in the classroom. It's just going to filter in because
they're afraid.
You see what the department.
You know as well as I do.
They are.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're afraid of the backlash. We see what the unions do. We see how they play the game. We see the tactics that they use. We see what they do to their own, if you don't go along with it.
Yep.
And it's really sickening because I have, my mother-in-law is a retired teacher, but I also have really close friends that I would call my best friends that are teachers. And to just be on the other side, knowing, like, I feel like I'm trapped in a box because I'm like, they want help, but they don't, they have been put in a position where if they say anything, they're going to be, pretty much tortured at the job site, at the school site.
Well, I've been able to create a small coalition of teachers now that trust me, conservative teachers, and they'll let me know what's going on, how I can help them. I don't use their names. I don't throw them under the bus. I don't allow them to send me texts or emails. I tell them, just call me, and we meet, and I get good information. But the common thread is, to your point, is they're afraid of the retaliation. They're afraid of how other teachers are going to treat them. Let me ask you, because we're up against the time, is how can people help you? Is there a fund they can help work with? What can they do to try to make it easy for you or support you?
Well, first of all, we do have the protectkidsca.com. I think, I'm not sure if you heard of it. We were trying to get the ballot initiative to get all these things on the ballot. Unfortunately, we need money. Like, they need money to do this, right? Because we all know that the state is working against it. I would love for people to go to protectkidsca.com and help them. We're all getting people in our own communities to collect signatures. So if you can, it's really easy. They spelled it out on the website on how to collect signatures the proper way.
Yep.
That would be amazing. Number two, I would say right now, support your local candidates in city council, in school board, in the assembly and senate race that you know are going to have an interest, because that is going to help us all. Look, we're all in our own communities, but we're in this all together. It's really important for parents to just get behind those people. And if you don't have money, show up. Go knock on doors, go spread the message. Doing things like that can be so important, spreading stuff on social media. As far as me personally, I don't need specific help because my help is just helping all of us make sure we have a voice. So that would be just amazing if you can just get involved in your own community, connect on social media, because that's the most powerful thing is when we're all together. Look, Joe, when they attack you, they're not attacking just you. They're attacking me. They're attacking, our friends in Temecula, our friends in Orange, our friends in Rockland, our friends in, all Marietta, everywhere. So I always...